A small alternative newspaper shuns the web and thrives. This is Future Tense from American Public Media. I'm John Gordon. The internet overtook print newspapers as a source of news in 2008, according to a report by the Pew Research Center for the People and the Press. For years now, newspapers have been moving their content online as news consumers express their preference for the internet over printed products. But online revenue is harder to come by, and newspapers are suffering historic declines in readership and advertising. Dan Jacobson says the internet has never made sense for his paper. Jacobson publishes a small, profitable alternative weekly that posts no content online. The Tri-City News covers politics and culture in the cities of Red Bank, Long Branch, and Asbury Park, New Jersey.
As the paper has been growing and progressing over 10 years and getting stronger, I've had a lot of people suggest I go on the web. And I know everyone else was doing it, but I just couldn't. It just didn't make any sense. It didn't make sense with the extra amount of payroll I'd have to pay for people to do a website. It didn't make sense to me in terms of how it would be competing with our print product. I didn't see any reason to have readers going over to the internet and not picking up our paper, not seeing our content, not seeing our advertisers. And so far, that strategy has worked.
What has happened to your circulation during this period when everyone was encouraging you to go online?
Our circulation has been very stable for years, so it really has not had an impact on us. Now, many people have said, you know, if you go online and you really boost your web presence, you're going to dramatically increase your audience. That just doesn't really make a difference to me because in order to produce the journalism we want to produce and be able to have a newspaper, we have to be able to pay the bills and pay the salaries of the staff. And to me, the web did not add to that. Now, I'm not saying that there's not an important role for the web in terms of communications and media and journalism. I mean, the web is great. I think it's terrific. And, it's really a democratic force to keep institutions honest, that people communicate. But, it doesn't mean that you have to go on at full force and, in a sense, compete with yourself.
How long do you think this will be sustainable? I mean, people's habits now, especially young folks, are going online for everything and not even thinking about a product made on squash trees.
How long this will go, I don't know. But right now, there is one thing that I know, which is the internet does not seem to make financial sense where you can actually have a business where you can pay journalists and reporters and have them do their work. So at this point, it's premature, as far as I'm concerned, to be on there. It just seems to be following the herd off the cliff.
Do you think that your model is applicable for any other paper besides your own? I mean, do you think this is something that others could try to sort of forget the internet and just go to paper only?
You know, I often think about that. And let's put it this way. They can't do much worse than they're doing now. And a daily paper that is imploding and falling apart that also operates a website that competes with itself, there's something wrong with that model. And certainly it seems that they can't be hurt if they didn't have that website because they should keep their readers going to their print, which, can produce some value for advertisers.
Dan Jacobson, publisher of the Tri-City News, thanks for joining us.
My pleasure. Thank you.
The Tri-City News is an alternative paper in Monmouth County, New Jersey. This is Future Tense. I'm John Gordon.